listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thank you, Danny Zetterman, J.R. Strauss, Randy Merkin for popping in. And thank you, Albert Breer. Thank you, Anthony Rizzo. Crosstalk brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. Harness racing back at Hawthorne Racecourse with betting action on every Friday, Saturday, Sunday night under the lights. Details at HawthorneRacecourse.com.
Carmen Yurko. Bah, 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 bah.
What's up, boys?
How are you, John?
I am here.
Carm, how you feeling, kid?
I feel all right. I figured give everybody a break in these sensitive times. Where are you coming in if you're sick? I'm like, let me work from home today. Not feeling great. Had a rough night. Not feeling great. But I think I'll be back. I'll be back and ready to go tomorrow. I feel better.
Couldn't sleep?
Well, I just, yeah.
What happened? Like, cover up her toes? What happened?
No. I don't know what that's not funny.
You know exactly what he means.
That is 100% funny.
You know exactly what he means.
100%
funny. That actually was a very good line.
Thank you.
No, that's got nothing to do with it. I wasn't feeling well yesterday towards the end of the day. And so I'm going to make it an early night. You know, I got into bed at like 9:30. There's no NBA last night. The Cubs were losing. There were no White Sox. So I'm like, man, I'm going to go to bed early. Got into bed about 9:30, and then I woke up and I thought, okay, maybe it's like around, I wasn't feeling well. And I'm like, maybe it's about 3-4 in the morning and I got some good sleep. I looked at my phone, 11:20, and I'm like, oh, God. And I was up for the rest of the night. Yeah, it was brutal. I was up the rest of the night. I called Randy this morning when I finally dragged my ass out of bed a little bit later than normal. Like, I hopped in the shower, but I just wasn't feeling it. I said, Randy, I feel like if I get in the car, I'm going to crash. I'm like, I can't keep my eyes open. I'm exhausted. I don't feel good. My throat's hurting me. And he said, why don't you just stay home? And Yurko volunteered to drive because he's such a mensch. And I will do the show from home today.
That most certainly didn't happen at all. There was no volunteering of anything.
Randy said,
come on,
John, I need you to drive today.
I was assigned that duty. So I said, oh, okay, not a problem.
Just go to xhamster.com and put in strappy heels. You'll feel a lot better.
I like
I don't even think that's going to help, to be honest.
I like your keeping the heel persona. Like, I wasn't going to do anything for you, pal. Just want you to know. He doesn't want to come up. You don't want to be a nice guy out here.
I was thinking about sending some soup, you know. A little soup would be very good. Chicken noodle?
Yeah, in this case, that Carm would get the soup.
Yeah.
He's doing this under protest today, guys.
Most defiantly under protest.
I can't wait to listen.
Well, this happens every couple of times a year where Yurk drives the show.
Yeah,
so that's going to be great.
That's right.
The day before Thanksgiving. How about it happens once.
Today, pal.
Today it's happening.
Let's hear your thoughts. I like to hear Yurko's thoughts.
I'm not even set and ready to go.
What do you
at
mean?
10:20, I'll be set and ready to go.
You got plenty.
This commercial will kick me into gear.
You got
here's
plenty.
Here's the over-under. Well, guys,
go ahead, Carm.
I was going to say, here's the over-under that we have to set for today when Yurko drives. How many times will he say the Mac Yurko and Harry or Carmen Yurko and Harry show?
First thing I'm
like, we need to set the over under on that because it happens usually at least once a show when he drives. He'll either go, it's Carmen Yurko and Harry or Mac Yurko and Harry. It's so great.
Harry and there's no Mac here.
I understand, so but back in the day, that's the way it was.
I understand that, but when
I get into the rhythm. You get into the rhythm. I get into the rhythm what I always used to say.
Yurk, you're not working on WJOB. You're fine.
I know. Here's my one big topic. My one big topic of the day. You guys talked about Tom Brady earlier. I don't think you give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the respect. The 2019 Tampa Bay Buccaneers were one hell of a team offensively.
They were
ranked third in points per game in 2019. Do you know what they were ranked in 2020? Hmm. Points per game.
What was that?
Third.
Hmm.
So Jameis Winston led Tampa Bay Bucs
turnovers.
Were third. Right. Actually, they had 30 interceptions. To 33 touchdowns.
But our thought was never on the players, just the organization. Would they let Tom have full autonomy to say, I want this running back, I want this wide receiver? That's what I was wondering, and they did.
Well, they gave him some autonomy. You go back and look at the statistics last year. Defensively, what were they defensively? In 2019, they were 29th.
Yeah.
You know what they were last year? 8th. The improvement came with the defense last year. Now, Brady being able to control the ball, control offensive possessions. Maybe possession time was definitely in the favor of Tampa Bay in 2020. But the defensive improvement is what made the offensive improvement that much better. If you look at what Gronkowski brought to the table, he's 600 yards.
Yep.
You know, 50-some-odd receptions after being targeted like 85 times. So, you know, Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard, the combination of those two together produced a lot of what they were getting from Gronkowski. Antonio Brown, there were a lot of people that wanted to take a chance on Antonio Brown, but Antonio Brown kept screwing up. You know, then they say, hey, let's bring him in. We got an injury. You know, Godwin's not playing as much this year. Let's bring in Antonio Brown. So they gamble on Antonio Brown. You know, sometimes out of necessity, you've got to bring some people in. And because of injury, they ended up bringing some people in. They brought in people that Tom liked. If Bruce Arians didn't like them, they weren't coming in. That's for a hot damn sure, too.
So who's the MRFer? Who's the mother effer?
I disagree with you because, remember,
what did you disagree with?
Didn't Antonio Brown, Arians went, that guy's not coming to play for us.
That is correct.
And eventually, Tom won.
And eventually, who put the stamp of approval on it?
I don't think the coach had any choice.
The move doesn't get made without who?
Tom Brady.
Without Bruce Arians rubber stamping and saying, yes, Godwin's hurt, let's bring the guy in. It doesn't happen.
I do recall that he was like, I'm not bringing that guy in.
At the beginning of the season, sure, in training camp. Yep. And then when Godwin gets hurt, what happens?
Got to bring him
Things
in.
Change. Things change when you have injuries.
But here's the question. Could he have...
They were also desperate at that time. They were desperate at that time because, correct me if I'm not wrong, they were 7-5 after 12 going into their bye week.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, and they were 1-3 going into that 7-5, so they were reeling a little bit.
Well, I can't correct you because you're not wrong.
Nah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I caught the line. Thank you.
One of the teams, and they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that motherfucker.
That's so good.
Mitch, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it could be Mitch. Could be Tannehill. Could be Tannehill. Could be Mitch.
Mitch.
Hell, let's face it. Well, and Garoppolo.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Could be another one. Could be Jimmy Garoppolo. And in essence, for what Tom Brady has done in his career, every single quarterback in the league, but Aaron Rodgers, maybe Drew Brees, could be termed as you're sticking with that mother blinker right there.
Yes.
Yeah. They could. Every quarterback in this league, besides Aaron Rodgers and maybe Drew Brees.
And Garoppolo's Italian four? Come on, Carm.
Well, I know Arruzioni's Italian for eruption. Garoppolo.
It is galloping turkey?
The galloping gourmet? I don't know.
Galloping something, right?
I don't know.
It's galloping ghost.
It's not in your Italian English.
No.
Because he has an app on his phone. Because Carm's got that app on his phone.
I do have that app on my phone. That one is not in my – I don't know that one, though, what Garoppolo is. In
I thought you had it, Carm. I thought you pulled it one day.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't remember. Garoppolo. Let's see. I'm gonna put it into the Google machine right now.
Yeah, do that and see what you end up with.
Maybe it's like he's the galloping donkey. Like Dominic
something
the
like that.
Donkey. Galloping donkey.
He's Dominic the donkey.
The donkey. Jiggity-ching.
How about Rizzo? Rizzo telling us that he saw increased spin rates? Decreased spin rates.
Decreased
over the last 7 days. What did he say?
How come they can only score two runs and one run? What the hell's going on? We're seeing less spin rates and the Cubs can't hit the damn ball.
It's a valid question. Yeah. Their offense is looking. And then Javi gets yanked last night.
Yeah, well, because he fell asleep. Let me ask you a question. The player falls asleep. Where the hell's the first base coach? What's he doing? What's he observing? Has he got his binoculars out? Is he taking a look at center field? Where are the baseball coaches yelling at, when your guy makes a mistake on the base pass, who's there to yell at him and tell him, get the hell back here? What are you doing? What are they doing? Watching the baseball? Oh, look, it's a big fly ball. Oh, did he catch it? Oh, I don't know. Whoa, where'd he go? Come on. Everybody's falling asleep over there. If he's going to bench Baez, bench his two coaches, too.
Oh, waving Willie, too.
That's right. Harris? Everybody.
Willie Harris.
Everybody.
Willie Harris is the one with the bad send of your guy last week.
Terrible send. Terrible send.
Horrible.
Terrible sense.
First base coach. That's the guy who said, and he looks at his guy, he sees this guy drifting off the base, going, where the hell are you going?
Who's that first? Bump Wills?
Javi, get back.
Bump Wills.
Bump Wills is no longer
around. That's great.
Who is it, Cap? Your guy, your first base coach.
It's not Craig. Is it Craig Driver?
It is Driver, yes. It is Driver. Yes. Yes.
But was Willie Harris yelling for him to go back, too? I don't know. I couldn't really tell.
He was waving him in.
I'm that big guy. What the hell are you doing? Get back to first.
You have it right, Cap. Yeah. It's Driver.
And at that point, guys, it's the fourth inning, right? Fourth inning. It's only a 1-0 lead.
Or Vukovic.
I mean, what the hell's going on?
I think it was Vukovic.
Oh, I love Vuk. Pee Wee. Wasn't there a Pee Wee out at one of the base pads also?
Pee Wee was there as well.
Yeah.
I was there.
Love that team.
So they just look lousy.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, they look great. They look great, and they got games where they look like crap. That's the beauty about the sun setting, the moon rising, and the sun rising again. And what do we have? We got a new day.
Wow, listen to that.
Didn't have to
That's
use my
poetic.
AK. That,
there's a driver there. There's
it was
a radio
a new
driver.
Day.
Listen
already.
To that.
I'm getting primed now.
Listen to that. Listen to that.
What
driving.
Are we talking about? Did you see Tampa Bay and what they did to the Islanders yesterday?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my heavens. And the Islanders' response to that, let's try to get to the penalty box by cross-checking people in the face. I love it. Can't wait to try. Listen to those thoughts. Yes,
thoughts.
Golden Lucid. Tones.
This is why he's fired up today. This is going to be an amazing show.
Normally, it's only at Christmas time.
Yes.
One day only, the day before Thanksgiving.
That's outstanding.
That's
And timely, too, because we're on 100.3 HD2. So Carmen is extra bassy. Because he's on FM.
Right.
And you, the big power shift.
We're breaking down FM. All NHL hockey all day today.
And we got big game five tonight, guys, in Vegas. Big game five.
That's right. Who's the goaltender?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's got to be Leonard, right?
I don't know. We don't know now. They might respond to the benching.
Big mouth Leonard.
Flower.
And we got to get into the Ben Zobrist story tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Well, that's great. And that was the rumor when it was happening.
We just couldn't say it.
That was the rumor when it was happening. Yeah, you can't say it because, you know, listen, when you've got that type of thing and then somebody's taking advantage of the young lady, I mean, not advantage. I mean, she was complicit.
A man of the cloth, for God's
She was
sakes.
A participating party.
Yes.
You should read her post.
Okay.
I've read it.
Oh, my God.
I read all her crap.
Hoodie, wait. I'm going to read it to you tomorrow.
Oh, God. That makes me itchy.
And oh, my God.
Somebody told me yesterday, well why would Ben Zobrist sue them for it? I go, well, listen, champ, when you put yourself in the middle as a counselor, you know, there's certain responsibilities. There's a fiduciary duty and responsibilities that come along. You can't tell them, hey, give her all the space she needs right now. This is where she's at. She needs space.
Right.
Meanwhile, you're over at the Motel 6 playing, hide the good
all
stuff.
Right, take it easy.
I said, hide the good stuff.
Thank you.
Carl said, take it easy. Stuff. I'm going to read you the post tomorrow.
I can't say what I want, but we'll talk about this on Unhinged.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, we'll talk about it on Crosstalk Unhinged. That's true.
That
then you're
cooking
can say
talk
it.
About anything we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, and lastly, guys, you know where the money's going for the new Soldier Field on a moat on Wild and Sylvie's show, apparently, that's going to be on an island. Rivers Casino will be the official casino of the Bears and Bet Rivers, the team's official sports book under a multi-year deal. Here we go. They're going to fund the new Soldier Field. Here we go.
Going to be on.
That's it.
It's go time, boys.
You're looking for the money. There's the money.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're looking at. Yeah, but the money's got to still come from major investors.
Yeah, and they've also announced a partnership with Four Seasons, so there's a nice hotel in Arlington Heights so Merkin's not heartbroken.
There you go. It'll make make Merkin feel better.
Yeah, exactly. I give a rat's ass where Aaron Rodgers sleeps.
Of course not. That was silly.
The heating company?
He came up with, and then he tried to turn it into, well, I'm worried about it as a producer. No, that's not what you were doing. Not at all.
For all the right reasons, four seasons, Ed.
4 seasons.
For a White Sox winner and a world championship.
What he was saying is the visiting team doesn't want to stay in Rosemont. They want to stay downtown Chicago. And the point is, who cares? And they can stay where they want to stay.
Correct.
If they want to stay downtown, stay downtown. Nobody's stopping you.
Right. Put them in Carroll's stream. I don't give a.
Wherever you want.
Nobody cares.
Wrap it up. Let's break.
And they decided, no, let's bash Randy Merkin. I like that.
It's a lot more fun.
Yes.
You get focused on taking it out of the break, right there, Jim?
Yeah.
That's right, Yurko.
Listen, you get focused on stealing golf balls.
Oh. Kick us out here.
Wow. Beat you. All right, time to go, guys.
Range, all right, we're out of here.
Range ball thief.
My friend Jonathan, I'll see you in the morning.
All right. I can't wait for Zobrist at 7:02.
Yeah, we'll be out. You got it. You'll want to hear it. Carmen Yurko next. See ya.
Get Carmen and Yurko pods on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, here we go. We're up for a raucous ride on the Carmen and Yurko show. My man Carmen DeFalco is at home in his beautiful palatial estate, relaxing in what could best be described as a sinus infection. Am I right or am I wrong, kid?
That could be, yeah, something like that. Maybe just I'm hoping a 24-hour head cold, something like that. I don't know. But I actually feel better not like 3-4 hours later than when I got up this morning, so... Feeling better. I'll be back tomorrow. I promise.
Wonderful.
I'll be ready to go. But I did not feel good all through the night and early this morning. So I said, you know what? With this amazing technology we have now, why don't I just do the show from home? I don't want to get anybody sick either. So I figured I'll do it from here. And it gives the Yurko the chance to drive and brush up for the big Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving show.
I appreciate that. You've given me 5 months worth of notice, you know, 5 months worth of practice, be able to go ahead and step up and step to the mic today. It is the Carmen and Yurko show. We're available on ESPN 1000. We're also available on 100.3 HD2. You can find us on the ESPN Chicago app also, which is always important if you're trying to find a way to go ahead and get a hold of us. I guess there wasn't a ton of action last night, Carm, when you sit and think about it in sports. A little bit of hockey out there for us. A little bit of baseball, but only with one team. That one team, the Northside team, shut out after shutting out their opponent the previous night. They get shut out last night. And the only story really to come out of the game is that one of the most talented players that you have, one of the most skilled players that you have, has a tendency every once in a while just to kind of flake out on the base paths, and he does it once again.
Yeah. Here, left field. Rosario started back, now in. Oh, boy. And Baez forgot how many outs. And it's a double play. Javi lost track of the outs and ran all the way to third. And it ends up being a double play.
Who's to blame? That's what I always say. Who's to blame? Is the player to blame? How much blame is there to lay out, too, is what I want to know.
The player's to blame. I mean, I don't go nuts with these things. Like, guys have brain farts. I mean, like, I know we say it's very easy for us to say, well, it should never happen, but it does from time to time. Does it happen too often with Javi? I don't know. I'll let Cub fans debate and argue that. If I were a Cub fan, I'd be a lot more concerned with Javier Baez's 252 on base percentage the last two seasons than Javi having a brain fart on the base pads. Like, I think it happens, you know? I mean, I don't know that there's any blame to really go around, Yurk. I mean... The players got to know the situation. Well, sometimes they just don't.
In any and all situations, when, you know, obviously the individual is responsible that goes ahead and messes things up, but there is a safety net up underneath there where if somebody does forget something, somebody else is going to be there to step up to remind him that, hey, you're not there making that mistake. Even when Tom Brady forgets it's fourth down against the Chicago Bears, somebody should have been in his ear telling him, hey, champ, this is it. It's go time. There's nothing else. Whether it's the coach or whether it's one of the running backs or the receivers and say, hey, this is fourth. Where, you know, somebody's got, you got to echo it. And the fact that he's getting off the base, he's drifting, and nobody is saying a thing, whether it's the first base coach or the third base coach, or he's not hearing it, that's part of a problem. For him just to sit there and just keep jogging the third base like, oh, I made a mistake. At some point, if there's an effort going back to second and going to first, hey, I forgot, I realized it, now I'm trying to get it, you know, get back. Nobody was doing that for him, Carm.
Yeah, was the third base coach doing anything? I don't know.
Well, the first base coach is the one that's responsible because he's the one saying get back, tag. If it's deep enough, maybe you make a ploy or try to go ahead and get the second, or you give it the three aggressive steps. You force the throw, see where the throw might be going, and see if you continue or you stop and come back to the bag.
Or if he picks up Willie Harris at third and Willie's telling him, get back, get back, get back. I mean, because he was rounding second. I mean, it's a bad look. I get it, especially when the team is struggling a little bit. Like, the offense has been bad. I heard Waddle reading over the numbers yesterday during Waddle and Sylvie's show about just how bad June has been. You know, Bryant still gets on base a fair clip, but it's like 40-something straight PAs now for Bryant without an extra base hit.
Yeah,
a lot of Rizzo's walks. Still kind
of, a lot of walks.
Yeah, a lot of walks, right. And Baez has been awful. I mean, this month, all season, all of last year offensively, I mean, he's just been awful. That's a problem. Jason Hayward is Jason Hayward. I mean, like, for the biggest thing we thought we would talk about, I feel like, with this team is their lack of starting pitching. I mean, does anybody really trust their offense enough either? I mean, I don't know, like, 5 weeks to go, how Jed's going to handle this, not sure. He was on the station with Waddle and Sylvie last week still talking about trying to win World Series and being a buyer. But, I mean, what is there anything like?
The backdrop, Carm, is everybody knew this schedule was going to get a little nightmarish.
Yeah.
If you can get through the schedule, the nightmarish schedule where you're playing all those winning teams with a 500 record or a game or two below 500, then you find yourselves okay. You'll find yourself still in a good situation. Today, they play Cleveland for the second time, the two-game set they've got, and now you got your guy going. You got Kyle Hendricks going. And except for early at the season when Kyle Hendricks was god-awful, early in the month of April, March into April, he's kind of settled down and actually been a pretty damn good pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. He faces Eli Morgan tonight, 7:05 first pitch up on the north side. So there's a chance for them to come back, right the ship. But, you know, you ask where the hitting's coming from. I don't know. I also looked through the lineup today when I found out I was going to drive. And I'm like, who the hell are these guys?
Hey, you got
there's some names on there, Carm. I swear to the heavens. I'm like, am I looking at Cleveland's lineup? No, I know. Oh,
like
still
who? Like Ortega? And
Jay Alcantara. Jordan or Jay Georgian or something like that? I'm like, what in the H is going on?
Who's that, Merck?
I don't know. Some guy. Some guy in the Cubs. I watched it yesterday.
Jay now, Jordan?
Could be.
Jay Johnstone?
It is Jay Johnstone. Thanks, Carm, for bringing it up. No, Jay Johnstone. No. But I look through the lineup, I don't recognize a ton of names, is all I'm trying to say. You're trying to do it left-handed, and when your big guys aren't hitting, wisdom all of a sudden has, like Mercedes, you know?
People yeah,
come
course.
Up, they look fantastic, they look fantastic, they hit eight bombs, and the next thing you know,
yeah.
Okay, they figure out, they see where your weak stuff's at, then you adjust a little bit, and now you're not hitting the ball like you like. There's a reason
exactly.
He's a 29-year-old guy that still hasn't, you know, reached his seventh season. He's in his fourth season in the league. It's because he's a journeyman. That's what he is. Got hot for the Cubs. Cubs rode it a little bit. Now they've got to find somebody else. Who
they
else can get
seven,
it done?
I don't know. They have won seven straight Hendricks starts. That bodes well. They're a heavy favorite tonight. But, yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of flaws on this team. And, like, even if they add, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't see it with their starting pitching, with the slumps that their offense can go through, with the highs and lows of Javi and getting really nothing offensively from Jason Hayward, Brian cooling off now. I mean, like, the injuries that they've had. I don't know. I just think they don't look like that serious of a threat. But nobody in the NL Central wants to do anything. Every time the Reds get close, they backslide. Milwaukee's not going to pull away and run away and hide. So who the heck knows? I mean, I guess you got to sort of go for it because you got a division you can win.
I got you, Carl.
They don't look like that scary of a team.
Yeah, that scary of a team. Right now, the White Sox are not that scary of a team in either. They're losers of four straight. We break down what they've got going on against the Pittsburgh Pirates. We come back next on the Carmen Yurko Show, ESPN 1000.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
And there we are, trying to figure out exactly what the Chicago Cubs are going to do. I would assume Mr. Javi Baez is going to get back in there, and we're talking about this on the Carmen and Yurko Show. My guy Carmen back in beautiful suburban Chicago.
Let's see if you can get it right. Do you know where?
Yeah, you're in West Village.
Wrong.
Westfield.
Wrong.
Woodridge.
You know where he lives.
Wrong.
I know. I've been through his town. He's right by Brookfield Zoo. I know where he's at.
Not far.
You're not far from the zoo. You're about a mile from the zoo. It's one of those fancy little villages.
I'm about 6 miles from the
Willowbrook.
Zoo.
You're in Willowbrook.
Nope, you're getting warmer.
LaGrange.
Now you're really warm. Go one town west.
All right, help me, kid, because this is
Western little... Springs.
Western Springs, that's right. Western suburbs, Western Springs. That was easy to go ahead and put together.
I love it.
All right, before we break down your White Sox and the challenge they have with the Pittsburgh Pirates, by the way, great scheduling after that four-game set against the Houston Astros down in Houston. It's nice to get yourself a little bit of a bunny. There's nothing wrong with that. Good for you. We've got some sound of the whole Javi Baez fiasco from last night, and they lost 4-0. It wasn't like it made the total difference, but it was a 1-0 game when it happened. We've got sound from both David Ross, the manager, and from Javi Baez talking about the incident.
I blame it on myself. I lost the count of the outs, and you know, we talk about it. We are in the same page, and you know, I'll be there tomorrow to help the team. You know, he saw one thing, I saw another thing, and he just took me out of the game. You know, like I say, there's no hard feelings right now, and we talk right after the game. We are in the same page right now. I didn't like I got taken out of the lineup, and you know, obviously Serge was not completely ready, which is what I didn't like. But you know, things happens against you know, between brothers, teammates, and managers. It happens, and we obviously try to be in the same patient and try to help the team as much as we can.
Sounds like a young man that took culpability for a mistake that he had made when he was out on the base paths, Carm.
Yeah.
I screwed up.
I mean, it's like...
It's me. They benched me for the game. Now I'll be hopefully ready to play today.
Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, you put him right back in there tonight, right? Isn't that what they do? I mean, I don't know if that's officially what David Ross is going to do, but don't you throw him right back in there today after benching him last night? I think so.
Yeah, you put him right back in and say, hey, I punished you. I slapped you on the wrist. Now it's time to go out and hopefully have a motivated Javi Baez out there on the base pass. What's his manager have to say?
I like to keep some of those things in-house. I mean, I think it's, you know, we just got to make sure we're focused and locked in during the game. And, you know, sometimes our frustrations can distract us a little bit. And we had a good conversation, and I think that's behind us. You know, Javi's really important to this team. It's not about setting an example for a star player that's a big part of this team. That's not it. It's just, you know, let's get somebody in there that's fresh and let him regroup, and he'll be better for it tomorrow. We'll all be better for it.
And I think manager David Ross put it where it needs to be. Hey, I got a guy that screwed up. I got to show the rest of these fellas, hey, I've got to keep people accountable. And why don't you go ahead and take an early shower and just not worry about it. Come back fresh for the next day.
Is Javi ever going to get back to like 2000? What was the great year? That was 18, right? And then 18. A pretty good follow-up year in 19.
I think he had that breakout year in 18.
Like 18 was the outlier, right? I mean, 18 was the second in the MVP race. I think it was. Maybe it was 17. I'll double check. Whenever it was. Like, can Javi ever get back to that? Because those are outlier years. Are those exactly what they were? 2018 was the real outlier year. 129 OPS plus. 34, 111 in the power numbers, 326 on base percentage, which was the best of his career. Still not all that great, but the best of his career. Second in the MVP award, and I think it was just over 6 wins above replacement. Yeah, it was 6.4 wins above replacement that year.
See, like, I'm not even greedy. If I can get him back to 85% of what that year was, I think you've got yourself a pretty damn good baseball player. But I think one outlier year and the expectations that one would have for Javi Baez would be a little bit further out there. And you know, not only that, but expectations. You know, the Cubs right now have exceeded my expectations for what I thought was going to happen this year after they traded away Yu Darvish. They've been met. And, Carm, believe it or not, earlier today in the IDOT bullpen, that's exactly what we were discussing. Expectations not only for the Chicago Cubs, but also for the Chicago White Sox. IDOT, driving, biking, or walking, responsibility really is a matter of life or death. Learn more through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. And that's just it, Carm. Expectations. What were the expectations for both of these baseball teams coming into the season, and have they met those expectations without living and dying with your club every single day? I mean, how do you feel about your White Sox, where they're at, where they're going, and what you expected at the beginning of the year?
Well, I definitely think they're what I expected. I expected a team to be competing in first place in the division. That's what they are. I can't believe how the Indians won't just go away.
Right, two games back, Carm. Two games
it's
back.
It's crazy. it's crazy with all the injuries they've had too, and with two of their starting pitchers out now, and an offense that just struggles to score runs most games and most series. Like, it's incredible to me that they're only two back. But I mean, I think the Sox are about where I thought they'd be, considering, you know, you knew you were starting the year without Aloy, and then early on, Robert gets hurt. I mean, like, you cannot, you cannot diminish the impact of those injuries as the sample gets bigger and bigger. Right. Like, it's hard.
I don't worry to overcome as much that stuff. I don't worry as much when they're playing Kansas City. You know, they're playing.
Yeah, I don't either.
Some of the bottom feeders are playing Pittsburgh. I'm not worried about guys that are missing. But when you do play your elite teams, and you had a run at home against elite teams where you guys won some series. Okay, but you go to Houston without your elite players, that's where you kind of see some of the blemishes of the Chicago White Sox because of injury. 312-332-3776. Expectations. Also, with the facts of what has happened over the course of the year, you've got to go ahead and use that backdrop of what are some of the challenges once the year has started, all this stuff with the sticky pitching stuff, how is that going to affect staffs? We want to talk about it here, 312-332-3776. Both baseball teams in town, sit back and kind of assess and go, they got about 70-some-odd games in the books. You got an all-star break coming up in about a month. Where are these teams at? Where are these teams going? What are the expectations as you move forward with a trade deadline looming, guys? It's going to be exciting 5 weeks up into the deadline.
White Sox need to add a bat and an arm for the bullpen. Right-handed arm for the bullpen, left-handed bat if you could. I'm serious. I'd be all over the Nats, like, trying to figure out what I would have to send them to get Kyle Schwarber. I don't think it'd be anything too crazy. Schwarber's having a, I mean, just
he's got 18 homers, doesn't he?
Dude, his last 6 weeks have been incredible.
Last 10 days, he had 9 homers, Carm. He's got 9.
Yeah, he's having the best year of his career, probably. Now, you could say that at some point, you know, 9 home runs in 10 games, like Yurko said, there's going to be major regression that happens, and there probably will be. But I still think he's a dangerous left-handed bat that can help overcome some of the injuries that they've had. You hit it on the head. Like, it's not as big of a deal probably when you're playing the Pirates or when you're playing – you know, the Tigers, or we were playing Kansas City, or some of the teams that are not as good. But when you go to Houston for 4, when you go to the Bronx for 3, and you're without big important pieces in your lineup, I think that's where it starts to show, like, how much it can stress a team, how much it can stress a lineup when you can't go blow for blow with those other teams because you're just missing key valuable parts of your offense. You know, like, with all the injuries, the Sox, the story has been great so far. I mean, it really has been, and they're a first place team, and I think they will maintain that for most of the year. But like I said, as the sample gets bigger and bigger, that's what scares me a little. Like, when can Aloy come back? Can Robert come back at some point? We know Madrigal won't. Will they add a left-handed bat that can provide them with a little bit more offense and a little bit more of a threat from that side of the plate that can drive in big runs or hit big home runs for them late in the year? I think those are things that they have to, you know, those are like questions that we're going to see if they can answer or not. And I think it's stuff that they're going to have to address as we get closer to the deadline in about 5 weeks.
North side, we got starting pitching, right? Isn't that what you're looking for if you're on the north
side?
Yeah,
for sure.
Our bullpen has been absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You know, the problem with having Kimbrel and a great bullpen, you'd wonder if you can get something for Kimbrel. Could you trade away Kimbrel, maintain the excellence at the closing, but he's got 20 saves right now. Maintain your excellence with the closer, bringing one of those guys up, and we talked about some of those names you know, earlier last week, and get something back, rebuild a little bit. But if you're going to want to go out, Carm, and get yourself a starting pitcher of any ilk, well, we've got a team full of threes. The Chicago Cubs got a team full of threes, fours, and fives. You don't have that stud pitcher. You got rid of that stud pitcher because you couldn't move the Hayward contract. Because you couldn't move the Hayward contract, the one contract you could move, the best player probably on your team that had value and would be wanted was Yu Darvish. That's why they ended up trading away Yu Darvish. Now you find yourself in a situation, what are you going to do? You're winning games. You're in first place. You got on a streak. You're hoping you can get on another streak. What do you do? And
you was great again last night too. Padres beat the Dodgers again.
Well, congratulations to San Diego. I can't wait to play San Diego. The Cubs play them well.
Done with San Diego though. They're done.
I know they are. They played 6 against them already. They go out to play Los Angeles too, and they beat up on their three best pitchers when they were here. If you can get one of three of those games, to me, I consider that a victory for the year. 4-2 against them, a victory for the year. Move on and go fight another day. That's what direction I'm heading. Carm, we're going to go out to the phone lines, and I'm hoping you remember when I met. Guys, bring them up. I don't want to mash the keys.
Let's break first, and then we'll take the phone call out of the break.
All right, we're going to go to Michael on the south side. We're going to chat with him when we come back next. It's Carmen and Yurko on ESPN Radio 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is the home of Carmen and Yurko.
Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Oh, yeah, here we are. It's Johnny Handsome alongside Carmen DeFalco on what is the greatest two-hour ride in sports radio history.
That's right.
And into the future. We certainly do hope so. We've been breaking down Cubs and Sox, talking about expectations for this team going in.
How are you doing? First hour
I'm doing
driving.
Fantastic.
Do you need anything?
Thank you for inquiring. I could always use water.
Water?
You can always use water, but I thank you. I appreciate it. I've become very comfortable in this chair now.
Okay.
I just want you to know that.
You
want to
drive tomorrow?
No, Carm. I expect you to be back here tomorrow after a Z-Pack or something, you know?
I'll be back.
I expect you to shotgun affect this thing that you've got currently afflicting you.
Carm, you'd be very proud of Yurko, by the way. When I called him this morning to let him know your situation, he was like, hey, whatever he needs, I'm here for him. He goes, I got it.
I called Carmen away.
Let me put the show on my back today, is what he said.
I called
it.
Actually, nobody told me about driving until I talked to Carmen.
Yes.
Randy did not send me a text that said, Carmen's staying home and you're going to drive today. No, I came here knowing what Carmen had told me, and then I ambushed Randy with the information, and he goes,
That's 100% false.
That's not true. That's when I knew
we had a phone conversation in the car where you took it a totally different direction.
You sent me a text first.
And I said perspective.
I called Carmen.
You called me.
I talked to Carmen first. Then I called you.
When did you start the conversation? I've got our phone call.
I got both phone calls on my phone, champ.
Listen,
so we'll look at my phone, and it'll be perfect.
You called me, and I said, yeah, Carm asked that you drive today. And you said, really?
After I'd already talked to Carmen and been informed of that. Your initial text did not say anything.
Well, I was driving, so I didn't
That's fine. Okay. But the point is, your text didn't. I called Carmen. He's the afflicted party. Carmen is the sick individual. I called him to see how he was. Then he informed me. Then I called you and said, when did you tell me I was going to drive? Like 5 minutes before the show?
No, that's not.
I get ambushed. Let's go. Listen, expectations, Cubs, Sox. Let's stay focused. We're going to go out.
Real quick, too.
Yeah,
real
go
quick.
Ahead,
Sylvie had a good idea. He said we should play Cover No Cub. We should quiz you since you didn't know some of the names. So maybe during the 11 o'clock hour, we'll quiz you on some of the names.
That'd be great. I'd love to do Cover No Cub. Remember, there'd been a lot of movement too, Carm.
I know. There's
a lot of
guys
coming up from Topeka or wherever the AAA affiliate is nowadays.
Close enough.
You guys mash the phones, all right? I don't want to go ahead and mess this thing up. Let's go out to Mike on the south side. Mikey, what's going on, brother?
Two observations, one for the Cubs, one for the White Sox. As far as the Cubs concerned, that rotation is not going to make it happen. I mean, you got about four guys that throw the ball maybe less than 90, and it's not going to work. And as far as the White Sox concerned, I know what the guy your partner is saying about worrying about why Cleveland is still hanging around. Well, Cleveland hasn't played Houston, Tampa, or Oakland. That's who they got coming up next.
Thank goodness.
White Sox has played the Yankees, Houston, and Toronto, and Tampa. I mean, come on. They haven't played nobody yet. So, essentially, Cleveland's going to come down to earth, and the White Sox is going to increase their lead. That's all I have to say.
I hope so, Mike. I think, that's a fine point. I don't know exactly all the opponents they have and haven't played yet, but it is kind of incredible that Cleveland's still within
two games,
just a couple of games. Yeah, but they're going to pull it. The Sox should pull away at some point.
Carm, we're going to talk to Jeff Passan at about 11:02. We're going to bring him on.
Yes.
Talk about everything going on in baseball, all the national stuff, all the sticky stuff, what type of effect that's having on Major League Baseball and all that. Notice how he said the Cubs pitcher, he just dismissed him. Just dismissed them. Said the Cubs got five guys that throw under 90 miles an hour. They're going to be in trouble.
That's not true.
But yet, they find themselves where they're at right now.
I know.
Which is a chance, which is you're in the battle. you're there, you know, with Milwaukee. You're trying to figure it out, trying to find out who's going to win that division. So I can't just discount the Cubs automatically. And they're struggling offensively in the heat of their tough schedule, a tough portion of their schedule. So I don't give up on the Cubs quite as quickly as our guy Mike from the South Side did. We're going to go to Luke. He's in Wooddale. Luke, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Luke. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Excellent. Good. What's happening with you?
Cool. It's been 10 years since I've been listening, so I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out on your own show.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate that.
Make it another 10. Yeah.
Just another shout-out. I appreciate it. Carmen and I started in January of 2009, if I remember correctly, right? January of 2009. Yeah. So here we are, 12 years later. We're still kicking it and still going and still making good things happen, which is all important for us. Carm, you know what I've got going on today, right? Croatia plays Scotland. Croatia plays Scotland.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Big one. Croatia wins their in. It's 2 o'clock today. Euro 2020, Croatia wins their in. If they tie, they're not going to make it. They'll only have 2 points. Scotland won't make it. Only 2 would probably end up qualifying from Group D. So it would be England and it would be the Czech Republic that would end up qualifying. So Croatia has to win to get in. Hopefully they find a way to get in. I don't think they're going to do anything this year because even Luka Modric is calling them out saying how terrible they are. And
really?
They have
what
been
happened?
Terrible. Well, you had Mandzukic retire, the goalie retired, Rakitic retired from international play. They all retired from international play, and you haven't been able to replace those guys. You've got a big young group, and you've got the older group, and you don't have a lot of meshing in between the two. And they don't play like a team. They don't play like a team. They don't play for each other right now. They're going to have to replace some of the older guys when they go into the World Cup next year and just start relying on the younger people and start building that next generation. I don't know if it's there. It might be a little bit younger, so we'll end up finding out. But
well, I'll cheer for your squad today.
Thank you, kid.
Sure.
And Italy's already in. Congratulations
Italy's
to you.
In.
Italy has found a way to be superior, kid. And they're young up front. They might be old in the back, but they are young up front. They're playing for each other, and they're playing like a team. I told you at the beginning of the tournament, you know, I thought Belgium was going to be the premier team. Belgium was going to be the team that won. But my long shot was Italy because of the way they played. I saw them play in the qualifiers. They looked exceptional. So that's where we're at. All right, Carm.
Yes.
Jeff Passan is joining
us. Guy.
Jeff Passan is going to join us at 11 o'clock. All things baseball here on the Carmen and Yurko Show, ESPN 1000.